Good day. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, presenting the weekly insurance news wrap this Monday, October 21st, 2024. Starting us off, let's delve into the age-old battle against fraud in the insurance sector. The Insurance Council of Australia, working alongside their international counterparts, are arming themselves with artificial intelligence as part of their arsenal to combat increasingly sophisticated scams. A startling figure of $400 million in undetected fraudulent claims have been reported in Australia alone, while a staggering $9.2 billion was found in inflated U.S. disaster claims. As a former cybercrime detective, Andrew Gill now spearheads ICA's fraud prevention efforts amidst rising threats of shallow fake scams and generative AI. Given these statistics, it is apparent that the challenges are growing in complexity. Industry leaders are pushing for not only a cultural shift, but also modifications in regulatory mechanisms that will enable better data sharing and fraud forecasting. The insurance sector holds the belief that AI could provide the much-needed defense, analyzing a breadth of data to detect scams in real time, a key factor in maintaining consumer trust and mitigating financial losses. In other news, the spotlight is currently on the looming insurance crisis for property owners in Western Australia, stemming from defective plumbing systems, specifically the Profit Typlex 1050 pipes by Iplex. Permanent residents of houses with recurring water leaks may find themselves in a tight spot, since insurance companies such as RAC and QBE are refusing renewals. As reported initially by the West Australian, this situation exerts pressure on the property market by discouraging prospective buyers, apprehensive of future liabilities and insurance hurdles. With affected families caught in financial and emotional distress, many are resorting to high-cost renovations to rectify the faulty plumbing issues, sometimes resulting in delayed property sales. As this issue unfolds, experts are advocating mandatory pre-purchase plumbing inspections and an upgrade in industry regulations to prevent future debacles. Additionally, there is a push for systemic changes that could mitigate insurance complications caused by issues with infrastructure, underlining the urgency for sweeping industry reform. In conclusion, the past week has highlighted the insurance industry's ongoing battle against fraud and infrastructural challenges. While remaining hopeful amidst these hurdles, it is apparent that significant shifts in industry culture, regulatory mechanisms, and technological advancements are the pillars that will fortify the Australian insurance industry in the years to come. This is Paige Estrotori with the weekly insurance news wrap for Financial Services Online. Don't forget to visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more updates on personal and business insurance news. Until next time, stay informed and secure.